views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you ready to become enlightened, empowered, and stress-free? Well, get ready because you are about to tune into vibrant, powerful moms helping everyday women create an extraordinary life with Debbie Pokornik. Each week, Debbie discusses topics to help you become self-aware, inspired, and on track to create the life you crave. It's time to stop settling and start thriving. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and today I want to talk with you about the idea of reconnecting with your magic. This is something that is very near and dear to me because I truly believe that magic is innate to all of us. It's not something that only a few really lucky people have. It's actually something that every one of us has access to. It's like the spark that makes you unique. And at the same time, it's an important part of attaching you to something much bigger than you. So many women are feeling lost, disconnected, uninspired, and sick and tired of feeling like they're on a treadmill going nowhere fast. And it is in large part because they have lost touch with this important part of who they are, this natural peace that most aren't even aware is something that they have access to. So it's time for us all to awaken and take back our power, to figure out what recharges us, what motivates, inspires, and invigorates us, and to open our eyes to what we might be doing to hold ourselves back in life. And that's not just me having a timetable or a business idea, but something that is being supported by everything around us, the universe, the planets, Mama Gaia, everything. Now, having said that, I know this is a topic that can sound kind of fantasy-like for some people. And so to help make it real and easier to see as a life skill, I've asked my good friend and Reconnect with Your Magic Retreat co-host, Nancy McNaughton, to join me on this show. She has been my guest before, so her bio will be up with this show. And you can also read both of our stories on the landing page for the retreat, which you can find at reconnectwithyourmagic.com if you want to know more about her background. But for our purposes today, I think we're just going to jump right into the amazing content that we have to share. Nancy, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Well, thank you, Debbie. I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. So how about we start with you sharing what it means to you when you suggest people reconnect with their magic? Like, what is this magic that so many of us have lost touch with?
That is such a good question. And it is a question that is not the easiest to put into words because magic in itself, right? I think magic is something that constantly changes for us, and we need to constantly actually take the time to connect with that magic. That, because again, that magic is that something that is so much bigger than ourselves, but it's our spirit, it's our part, it's our powers. There's so many ways that we can describe it, but it's definitely, like you said, Debbie, that unique part of us that so we need to be in touch with that. We need to take the time constantly to connect with that.
Right. So it's not like Harry Potter magic, wave a magic wand and make things happen. It's more of an earthly connection, right? It's more really connecting and grounding with all the pieces that are here to support you.
Exactly. It's making that magic your reality every day of your life, and how that looks to us, how it looks to you is different than how it looks to me. And that's what makes it so magical.
It is. And I think you and I were talking before about how it's a never ending process, It's not like you just sort of reconnect and like, okay, that's done. I'm magical now. It's ongoing. So I think a person that is disconnected from their magic, and this might be a little bit easier for some people to relate to, but when you're disconnected from your magic, you might feel overwhelmed, lost, unmotivated. You might feel confused, picked on, pushed around, misunderstood. Or you might just feel a really strong sense that something is missing from your life. It's that feeling like, is this really all there is? Because, you know, it feels like there should be more. And so I think sometimes we relate more easily to how it feels when we're disconnected to what it actually feels like when we're connected. So do you think that you would be comfortable sharing a time in your life when you felt disconnected from your magic and maybe a bit about how you overcame that challenge?
There's three that come to mind. One of the most recent would be with my relationship falling apart. Would that be something we could, I definitely felt disconnected to my magic at that time. And I did find ways to reconnect.
Absolutely. But just for fun, what are the other two as
Depression was something 30 years ago I experienced, clinical depression. So that was definitely a time where I was totally disconnected from my magic. And a third one would be the journey that I'm on right now in connecting with my magic, and that is my health. So that one is, that's my journey that I'm on. So some days I feel connected, some days I don't. But what? So it's a constant work for me to connect with that. And that's the journey I'm on right now. But I would love to share my relationship because I feel that that's accomplished, right? I feel confident in that. And of course, it's every day it's work to hold on to that magic. But that one I would feel confident sharing.
Okay, well, please do share.
Yeah. So, 6 years ago, my husband and I, we were really struggling with communicating. We were on different paths. We've been married now for 36 years. But so 5 or 6 years ago, kind of losing track of when it happened, but we just were not on the same path and we fell apart. Our marriage fell apart. We could not communicate. We didn't know each other. So I ended up leaving the marriage because it wasn't the marriage that I was really, it just didn't feel magical. At the time, it really just felt the total opposite of magic.
It's like what you weren't envisioning for yourself, eh?
No, it was not my picture of what a marriage should be about. And, so I left the marriage. I didn't know whether I would be back, but all I knew was I was disconnected to my marriage and I did not want to just go with the flow and pretend that it was a marriage that I wanted. So I left and we split up at that point. So, it was magical though, because what happened for me, I could have either been really depressed and dwelling on this, or the choice that I made was to reconnect with my magic. And what that means was to enjoy life, to do the things that really made me feel good. I mean, it was a way, I danced at the time. I was doing things that I wasn't doing. And I realized that what was happening through this time, we were split up for 2 years. So through that time, I got to know myself so much more. What made me tick? What did I enjoy? What was I good at? The focus was on me, and it was no longer the focus on my husband being my magic. I realized that we were both in a very codependent relationship, and I was expecting him to be my magic. But with me splitting up with him, it took me on the journey of finding the magic that was available to me and that was inside of me.
Right.
So, so it's the magic through all of that was that we ended up getting back together. We've been back together now for 6 years. And our marriage is so much more because now he's not my magic, but some days he is. And I don't expect him to be my magic. So when he's not my magic, when he's not around or when he's not available or, you know, he's just in that mood or whatever, right? Where then I find my own magic.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. So, okay, for the astute listener, they're going, okay, so how long were you separated? Because you said this happened 5 or 6 years ago and you've been back together 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
So how long were you separated?
We were separated, not living together, for 2 years. For 2 years. For about 1 year of that was when we started, we had decided we wanted to go for help. We went for counseling. We read books together. We started dating again. So we had 1 year of that 2 years where we didn't know for sure, but we just wanted to build on the friendship.
Right.
Then that after the year was when we decided, because we weren't arguing, we were able to communicate. We had recommitted to one another and we made up our mind that we were going to work on our friendship and really enjoy life together.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I love what you shared there, because when you said that I worked on me. So, I mean, this part here about working on your relationship together is so key, but it really couldn't happen if you didn't first work on you and help yourself to reconnect. So I really love that. And I think that probably a lot of people can relate to it, because myself included, I mean, we just celebrated our 26th anniversary and we have a wonderful marriage, but it has not been all a bed of roses. There definitely are those times where you sort of go, oh my gosh, what is going on here?
Well, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, relationships take work. And a lot of awareness and a willingness to recognize what you might be doing to contribute to the problem. And, you know, I think ego really doesn't want to go there. We don't want to think we're part of the problem. We want to think the other person is the problem. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I love that. In fact, I think that that's a huge part of reconnecting with your magic, because it's so easy to think that how you feel, like how happy you are or how unhappy you are, is caused by what's going on around you. When in reality, how you feel in any moment in time is not caused by anything or anyone else.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because how you feel, it's actually like a signal, and it's meant to help guide you to create the life that you love. So, you know, if that isn't feeling good, you need to try to figure out a way to change what you're doing to help it feel good for you. And sometimes it's just a matter of changing how you're thinking about it.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And I mean, you know, it's unfortunate that our marriage did fall apart at the time, right? But for us, it was what needed to happen. You know, there was a reason for it to happen. I was kind of forced to find my magic, you know. And for anyone else, I would just want to encourage you to find that magic, you know, before it actually crashes, you know.
Yes. You know, I often like to tell people that the things that feel bad in our life, they're not happening to us, they're happening for us. Mm-hmm. And I think what you just said really shows that, because you know, you get to a point, you're uncomfortable enough that you sort of go, okay, something has to give here. And that is where you take the step back and you either reconnect with your magic or you dig yourself into a hole, you know, like I am the victim, and you start blaming everybody and life just gets worse and worse and worse.
Oh, exactly.
So, yeah. Awesome. So you kind of touched on this, but I just want to add to it by asking you, like, was it that easy? Like, did you just make up your mind to change things in a way you went, or did you need to get some help to do it?
We needed some help. I knew we needed some help, and that's why we did end up going for counseling, because we tried. We could not communicate. We needed someone to see what was going on between the two of us. Mm. And I mean, the suggestions that she made were, here's a wonderful book, read it together, you know, and here's a funny video about the male brain and the female brain, watch it together, you know, and just go on dates. So, but I, you know, again, I did realize that we did need some help, something need to help us find our magic. I was reconnecting with my magic. He was reconnecting with his, on his own, but something needed to help us connect with our magic. And that's
what happened. Nice. You know, I find it so interesting because most of us have really bought into that masculine model of independence, competition, self-reliance, all that kind of stuff. And so it becomes really hard to ask for help, or it becomes really hard to think that you should even need help. And I come across this all the time in the world of parenting, where people feel like, you know, people have been parenting for eons. Why would I need help with this? Mm. What's wrong with me? And what they don't get is that people do not parent on their own, whether they have a partner or whether they have a community or, you know, somebody is helping them with it for them to really be effective, because it's hard to do things on your own. So,
oh, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, I'm just trying to keep an eye on the clock here because I want to make sure we get to talk a bit about this upcoming retreat and what people can get from this retreat. But I also want to make sure they go away with some tools. So I thought, you know, because of this retreat, we both have been super aware of the things that we do on a regular basis now to keep our magic flowing. So I thought that maybe we could use the acronym MAGIC and we could both share 5 tips using that acronym that people could try immediately to bring more magic into their life. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Think we can do it?
I love it. We can do this.
We have about 10 minutes, so let's go for it.
Okay.
So why don't I kick us off with my tip for M? Okay?
You bet.
All right. So my M is about the moment. It is about recognizing that that's where your power always is in the moment. So when we spend a bunch of time fretting about the past, feeling guilty about the past, trying to change the past in our mind, we're just draining away our power. And the same is true when we spend time worrying about the future or, you know, trying to anticipate what's going to happen in the future as if we can control it. And so we spend an awful lot of time in those two spaces when our real power is right there in the moment. So when you can connect with that moment, when you become more aware of that, then you will feel the magic flowing through you.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my M.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Debbie. Wow. The power of the moment, for sure. Like you said, you know, we either think of the past or we dwell on that or the future. So my M is movement, you know, and that's very connected with the whole moment thing, because when you are moving and you're in the moment, so what if, you know, you were to embrace that movement? I love to dance, you know, and just, it's not about, you know, fancy steps, perfect steps. It's about just moving in the moment to the music. So that's mine, is movement. Movement is so key.
Nice. And you know, I love that in our retreat, we're actually, we've put in a whole bunch of time for movement, because I've gone to so many events where it sounds like it's going to be really beautiful and fulfilling, but then I have to sit there and listen to people talk and I don't do well with that. I do much better when I'm moving around. In fact, I love to listen to podcasts and such while I'm walking my dogs, because just that movement alone helps me integrate it. So I love that we've brought so much of that in. Now, I guess we're going to have to speed ourselves up a little bit.
Okay.
Or we're not going to get through all 5. So my A is awareness. And that is being tuned in. You mentioned this beautifully in your story about tuning into who you are, what you need, why you do the things you do, what are the things that fulfill you, what are the things that inspire you and get you going, get your passion or your mojo flowing. And so awareness, just tuning in to those little moments of why am I doing this or what is this about, can make such a huge difference in how magical you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That whole awareness, and you know, in order, mine is acceptance. And the reason being with acceptance is because if we do want to take that step towards awareness, we need to be good with where we are now and just accepting where we are and being okay with that. So acceptance is, it for me, it's really got to begin with acceptance. It's okay where I am right now.
Yes.
I'm aware of that, but I accept it.
Absolutely. That ties so strongly in with the moment. Love it. Being in the moment. Yeah. Okay. My G is gratitude. Gratitude is something we talk about so much on this show because it really is so very powerful. It changes the level that you vibrate at, the frequency, and that changes what you attract to yourself. It is just such an important thing. And there's some tricks to how to really get gratitude and the feeling of gratitude flowing through your body. And I love sharing them with people because it really can change how magical their life feels in that moment. And of course, that expands out into their life.
Yes, the gratitude. Gratitude is the key to so much. And my G is greatness. And I think you really need that gratitude in order to find your greatness. And when I say greatness, I'm not talking about, you know, grandiose. I'm talking about that special uniqueness, that authentic you. That is your greatness. Your greatness is different than anyone else's. So getting in tune with that greatness.
And that one to me feels too like it probably ties into life purpose as well, like really getting an idea of what you've come here to do. And I know you're bringing a big piece of that into the retreat and helping people to dream aloud. And I think that's so wonderful. Nice. So my I is about inner wisdom. And this, I mean, it's a huge topic. And so I can't really go into it in any detail, but to say we all have a natural guidance system. And that includes stuff like our intuition, our higher self, and so on. And when we tune into that, I mean, even our feelings are part of our natural guidance system, then we're tapping into that inner wisdom, that piece of us that knows so much more than we do. And so I just find that people really are able to connect more with their magic. It kind of feels like the magic wand, right? When you're able to intuit that, oh, I better bring my umbrella. And then you do, it feels magical. It's like you have proof. So that's my eye.
Yeah. And you know, in order to find that inner wisdom too, we need to be inquisitive. My eye is inquisitiveness. Curious, you know, be open. Who am I? What do I love? Being curious and asking those questions. So in being inquisitive is so key.
Absolutely. And so I close mine off with courage, because I think that there is so much courage involved in really staying connected to your magic, because it involves, you know, healing parts of yourself that are holding you back or removing the blocks that are getting in the way, letting go of things that are causing problems for you, and even connecting with others, being vulnerable to others. There's a lot of courage involved in reconnecting with your magic, but once you start to do it, it feels so beautiful. It's so worth it. It changes everything.
Yes, courage. And having the courage to go to my C word, which would be compassion, and especially beginning with yourself, right? Really the key to the whole retreat is finding the compassion, giving yourself that compassion to love yourself, beginning with you. Compassion is so important.
It's such a key one.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
Oh, wow. I love our magic tips. So if people want to find out more about our upcoming retreat, they will find the link to our landing page on my blog that is attached right to this show at empoweringenergy.com, or they can go to reconnectwithyourmagic.com and they will be able to get the information from there. This particular retreat is coming up in September 2018, so it's right around the corner. If you're listening to this later, that's okay. Don't worry about it. There will probably be other opportunities. However, I want you to know that we are keeping this retreat very small and intimate. So if you're interested in this magical opportunity, head right over and check it out. Nancy, how about you close off our show with a final little nugget about why the time is right for all of us to reconnect with our magic, however that might look?
Yes. And, you know, like I said earlier, reconnecting with your magic is something we need to be doing. I don't even want to say need. We deserve to be doing every day. So I think there's always an area in your life that you may feel disconnected from your magic, you know, and now's the time to get it right for yourself. You do deserve it. So what is that area in your life that you would love to reconnect with that magic? That's how I want to end it. And just really, I'm really excited about it. And even for myself, when I when I help others, I help myself.
Yeah. Nice. So you know me, I always have to have the last word.
Go for it, girl.
So yeah, I have to put in my two cents. But you know, when you decide to reconnect with your magic, to me, you will unleash a deeper sense of joy in life. You'll feel more energized and find that creativity is abundant. The power of life will flow through you and you will feel more capable. You'll have more self-control. You'll have clarity about your purpose in life. You'll create deeper, more meaningful relationships, laugh more, have better health, and draw more opportunities towards you. All of this and more will become part of your daily experience when you become aware of your magic and learn how to stay connected to it, no matter what life throws your way. Nancy, thank you so much for helping me spread the magic message. I truly appreciate you in so many ways.
And the same to you, Debbie. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Nice. And of course, thank you to our wonderful listeners. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her retreat co-host, Nancy McNaughton, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant, Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please give us a shout out and leave us a positive review. To find out more about Debbie and her sisterhood of vibrant, powerful moms, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.